Every week, we always like to get a guest from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. And joining us on the line right now is someone we've had on from the NDP on a few occasions. The education critic and the MLA for Edmonton Glenora, Sarah Hoffman, joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
All right. Well, one of the things we want to talk about today is obviously we know that back to school is going to be a thing coming up in a few weeks. And also going on in the province recently, well, some of those COVID case numbers are starting to get up a little bit with the Delta variant making its way through the rounds. And we've seen some of the province's handling of the restrictions recently, and that's going to have a bit of an impact on schools around the province as well. What kinds of things is the NDP looking to see here?
You know, we're looking to see kids go back to school and for it to be done safely this year. And we know that the government didn't make that happen last year. As a result, kids were sent home 3 times, every kid across the province, and some students even more times than that. So we really are looking for the province to do something to step up and make things better and safer. We were part of the calls to keep up testing, tracing, and isolation, because parents should be able to send their kid to school and know that the child sitting beside there doesn't have COVID or have symptoms that are consistent with COVID. So it was important that that testing, tracing, and isolation continue. It has for a few weeks into the school year, but I know that parents are expecting either their local school boards or ideally the province responsible for education to step up and do something to make that more consistent moving forward.
And I know the province, I believe there was that press conference that Dr. Hinge-Minister LaGrange had on Friday last week where they brought up some of the things they're going to be doing in schools, like vaccination clinics and those kinds of things. But of course, one of the things with those vaccines is that it's only for people under 12. So if you got some younger kids in like elementary school, well, then the risks of COVID are certainly there. What kind of sort of concerns do you have on sort of that front with getting more support for schools out there?
Absolutely. I want to start by saying it was a good move to bring vaccine clinics for those who are eligible into schools. We've been calling on the government to do that for months since kids were in school still last year when they were eligible. So better a little bit late than never. And you're right, it's only about half the kids who go to school who are going to be eligible, because right now if you're under 12, you're still not eligible for the vaccine. So making sure that we get as many kids and staff vaccinated as possible as soon as possible is definitely a step in the right direction. I wish the government would have been moving even more quickly on that, but we'll take it when we can get it. And making sure that everyone has their opportunity to get their second shot. I know a lot of families are really busy, and sometimes vaccines get lost, and that's why we normally do vaccines in schools, is to make it a little bit easier on Alberta families. So doing that is definitely a good move. But yeah, for all those kids who are not eligible yet, they deserve to know that the kid sitting beside them isn't going to have COVID, that if somebody has symptoms that they're going to be staying away, that they can get a test if they're worried that they might have COVID, or if their parents are worried that their child might have COVID, making sure that testing's still available. These are sort of some basic things that are happening around the world, and we expect that Alberta students deserve no less. So really pushing beyond that September 27th date to make sure that testing, tracing, and isolation still happening, I think, is the bare minimum that we should be doing for children in this province.
And certainly another point when it comes to the vaccinations as well that I made the other day was about the fact that a lot of the rural areas of the province often have some lower vaccination rates. In fact, if you go up to the Mackenzie region around the high level of Creek, Fort Vermilion, that area, you'll find actually the lowest vaccination rates amongst people. Now, do you think that the communities in sort of the schools and the rural communities are could be especially prone to COVID-related issues because of some of those low vaccination rates that are out there?
It's definitely what a lot of the research shows, is that if you have low vaccination rates, your rate of spread is higher and risks are higher. And we also know that Mackenzie region has really high youth population. So making sure that people who do have symptoms are staying home, making sure that we make it as easy as possible for people to get vaccinated in the schools is definitely something that should have already been happening, but at least it will be happening here moving forward. But yeah, you're right. There are some regions in this province that have incredibly low rates, and making it as easy for families as possible to get vaccinated, I'd say, is something the government should be focused on.
And do you think also that, certainly, again, going back kind of the rural communities, there's a lot of you know, people out there for various reasons that are certainly very hesitant about getting the vaccine now. And but you know, as the kind of some of the science out there has shown that you know, people who are fully vaccinated aren't likely to get the severe symptoms that as people who are not vaccinated. Do you think that maybe the province should maybe do a little more work on kind of the messaging on the vaccines and just helping getting more people vaccinated?
Well, and it's no wonder we have MLAs that have been undermining the vaccine. We have MLAs who've been undermining the virus since day one and talking for no measures to be put in place to protect citizens of this province. So, yeah, absolutely, the government should be more consistent and clear and forthright with science and with truth when it comes to their messaging. I don't blame the individual families for believing the mistruths that they've been subjected to by folks pushing misinformation, but it's up to the government to really push forward and put facts and information forward for Albertans so that they can get the full picture and get vaccinated.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Pots, we always like to throw in a little personal question or two there. Now, I know you do have some connection to the region. You're from the Canusu area, which is kind of that Slave Lake High Prairie area right next to Lesser Slave Lake. And I know we had that little those couple little heat waves kind of roll through the province in the summertime that makes things kind of uncomfortably hot. Now, I have to ask, did you happen to make your way back up to the Slave Lake area and maybe go in the lake itself as a way to cool off during the summertime?
You know, I went to Lac La Biche this summer instead, but I was talking to a lot of my friends up there who definitely took advantage of the fact that the lake's so close and great rivers as well. And trying to get the hay off the fields has been a big priority for them too, because it's been just so dry and such a difficult summer. So I had fun up at Lac La Biche though, and really love checking out the parks that we have throughout the province.
Yeah, definitely that part. As somebody who used to live in kind of the Bonneville Cold Lake area, I know that sort of part of the province does have quite a number of beautiful scenery, as does the Peace region up here. But
100%.
Anyhow, I'm sure we could talk plenty about plenty of beautiful scenery, but we got to have too much time for that. Anyhow, education critic for the NDP, Sarah Hoffman, thanks for joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Happy to. Thanks.